This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Washtenaw United. Every Monday, we partner with the United Way of Washtenaw County to explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community, and we do so through the voices of those who are making a difference, and today is no exception. Now, if you think back and you played sports in high school, chances are you won a varsity letter that recognized your participation and contribution to your team. Believe it or not, I actually earned a few of those myself. It was the idea that sparked something at the United Way and in the community to create a program to honor young people who are contributing to the greater good in ways that go far beyond athletics. My first guest this morning is Susan Smith, and Susan is Director of Development at the United Way of Washtenaw County. And thank you for the time today, Susan. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
What exactly is the Varsity Letter Program?
So the Varsity Letter recognizes students for community service through completing more than 145 service hours during the academic year. It is a fabulous opportunity to recognize students who may not otherwise be participating in sports and have other opportunities to earn a Varsity Letter.
Are most of the high schools in the county participating at this point?
Yes, they are. We have schools in Ann Arbor, Ipsy, Chelsea, Dexter. All of them have students who've earned a Varsity Letter.
That's a lot of students to count. Do we know how many Varsity Letter winners there were in the academic year that just ended?
Well, I can tell you that when this program first started, we had less than 10 students who earned their Varsity Letter, and we're talking back to like 2011, 2010. Right. This year, we had 30 students who combined gave 6,634 service hours here.
That's local area. That's pretty spectacular. I mean, when I think back to when I was in high school, that wasn't on my radar, community service. And perhaps that says a lot about me. Nonetheless, I think it's wonderful that kids are getting involved in this way. Now, they say it takes a village. There are other organizations that are participating in this, making this possible, and doing the good works that make the Varsity Letter Program viable, right?
Yes. So my colleague, Sheila Peterson, was not able to join us today. She is our AFL-CIO Community Service Liaison, and this really was her brainchild that she wanted to bring back to Washtenaw County. And she works in conjunction each year with the Huron Valley Area Labor Federation, and they host this event, they plan it, and they also help with the selection of our scholarship recipients.
That's fantastic. Now, this year, there is a scholarship award winner. One student wins a scholarship each year, right?
Oh, and it's a terribly hard decision. So Sheila is always so thankful that she's able to count on her labor partners to help make this decision, because she gets so close to each one of these students every year that come back. So, yes.
I can imagine. This year, the winner comes from Huron High School in Ann Arbor, and Susan, who is the Varsity Letter in Community Service Scholarship winner this year.
Bhuvna is our scholarship winner this year. And we are so excited to have her here today.
Bhuvna Marthy, thank you so much, and welcome to WEMU.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You participated in the Varsity Letter for Community Service program for the past 3 years in high school, I believe, but you've been a participant and advocate for much longer. What first got you interested in doing community service?
The satisfaction it gives me to help other people, and the happiness I'm able to give other people when I do it, and knowing that I make a difference in my community. That's definitely what got me started, and just fortunate to be rewarded for that.
You know, I think for some people, maybe that comes naturally and inherently, but for others, it's something you work towards. What about your family dynamic or the area and community around you inspired you to take on these endeavors?
So I've lived in Ann Arbor my whole life, and everybody there endeavors to improve their community using intellectual pursuit. So I think that's something I really value, like scientific research and being able to teach science and like academics to my fellow peers. And that's definitely something I've emphasized throughout my high school career, trying to volunteer at places that teach kids about science, math, and engineering technology, which is really, really important to me.
And I want to take a moment and allow Susan Smith to note some of your accomplishments, a list, by the way, that is far too long to share in its entirety.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I had to ask Bhuvna, I said, please highlight the ones that are most important to you so that I can actually get through some of these tremendous accomplishments. So Bhuvna continued her community service throughout her high school career by volunteering with MyCorps, which is a nonprofit organization democratizing medical research so that anyone can initiate medical research that matters to them. Mm. In addition to that, clearly she has a passion for science and research. She's also won awards at the regional and state science affairs, especially her recent project, cost-effective, biodegradable sanitary napkins, which is a novel idea that she has come up with to solve the sanitary issues of women in rural parts of India.
Well, thinking globally.
Yes, yes. And, you know, another one that just really is incredible is following her surgery for scoliosis in 2015, Bhuvna became an active campaigner for the early detection of scoliosis and created a blog to help other girls who are diagnosed with the same disease.
Wow.
She's organized the Concert for a Cause at the Townsley Auditorium in Ann Arbor, and her hard work helped to raise $5,000 for orthopedic research.
Bhuvna, how old are you?
I'm 17, going to be 18 in September.
You have accomplished more in your young life than many do in the entirety of their lives. Now, I know you have a firm belief in community service and working to the greater good. And I want to dive a little bit deeper into something you said earlier. You get something out of it personally. What enriches you through all these activities and organizations and programs?
So, I volunteer for an organization called MIRCORPS.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for about 6 years now, and I'm great friends with everybody in the organization. I've made so many friends, and I'm so fortunate to have that opportunity. But what I love about it is that, even like last month, I gave a talk at Kiwanis Club Ann Arbor,
mm-hmm.
and I was able to make people aware of the diagnoses, the treatments, and everything that has to do with like pancreatic cancer, which most people don't really know about. So the opportunity to talk to the public and share with them that they're allowed to understand their diagnoses, allowed to do their own research and things like that, that makes me feel so good to be able to tell them that you don't have to be so far from the people who are in lab coats, the people who are doing the work in science.
I'm getting a real sense of where you may want to go in life. Have you decided what it is you want to pursue?
I have decided that I would like to pursue a career in bioengineering and perhaps a career in the health field, but my real passion is research, so I'm hoping to pursue that in the future, if that wasn't obvious.
So you've built up this impressive resume. You're an excellent student. It seems you can have your pick. Do you know where you want to go to or where you are going to college?
I will be going to MIT in the fall.
Well, that's rather impressive. How happy were you to get that acceptance letter?
Oh, so excited. I have no idea.
And so what advice might you be able to offer high school students today who have yet to become engaged in community service?
Become involved in the small things. It doesn't have to be what you're interested in. It doesn't have to be something that you think that other people might not think is worthwhile. Just give it a shot. Make sure you sign up for things that pull you out of your comfort zone. Make sure to take risks. When I was in my sophomore year, I decided to volunteer for Avalon Housing,
right,
in Ann Arbor. And I became the children's like favorite adult. They would talk to me all the time. They were so disappointed when I didn't go to the pool, and they just made me feel so loved. So even if it has nothing to do with what you might want to do in the future, give it a shot, take a risk, and it might be the best experience of your life.
Well, you're becoming one of my favorite adults, too.
Almost adult.
I am much, much, much more comfortable with the future knowing you are going to be leading it. So, Bhuvna, thank you so much for the time today. Congratulations on winning the Varsity Letter and Community Scholarship. And thank you for all of the work you've done, and best wishes to you for the future.
Oh, thank you so much.
That is Bhuvna Marthy. And Susan, for those who want to find out more about Varsity Letters and get a head start on the school year that begins in September, where's the best place to find all that stuff?
The best place is to go to our website, uwgive.org. And after hearing everything that Bhuvna had to say, I mean, how could United Way not offer Varsity Letters to students
right.
who are doing this incredible work? So thank you so much.
And by the way, one question I neglected to ask Susan, she won the scholarship. How much is that scholarship worth?
The scholarship is $1,000.
That's great. And she can apply it where she wants, as she wishes?
Absolutely.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you for your time today, Susan. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you reporting on this. Thank you.
Susan Smith is Director of Development at the United Way of Washtenaw County and our content partner for this weekly segment we call Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.